USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States has administered 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in his first 100 days in office. That's led to more than half of the nation's adults to have received at least one dose. The president had initially set a goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days, but later doubled that goal as vaccination efforts in states ramped up. Biden also thanked those working on the front lines to vaccinate their fellow Americans.
I'm proud of the work my administration has done to get Americans vaccinated. But more than that, I'm proud of the American people, the volunteers who showed up to staff vaccination sites in their neighborhoods, drove senior citizens to get their shots, FEMA, the military, the National Guard, state and local health departments, providers, running sites safely and efficiently.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the United States has administered 200 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. That's led to more than half of the nation's adults having received at least one dose. But there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow down the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC and tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated. You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Conditions continue to worsen on the southern border. Tim Berg has more.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in 6 counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding, the president and the vice president are avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the policing practices of the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests.
Attorney General Merrick Garland there. He says the DOJ will also be looking into whether or not the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.